It's 20 years since the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, was formed. The goal was to get performance-enhancing drugs out of sports. This week, in the Polish city of Katowice, WADA is celebrating its achievements in a major conference. But the agency's handling of the Russian doping scandal looms large over the proceedings. My BBC colleague Alec Kapstick is there.
Welcome to the 5th World Conference on Doping in Sport.
The outgoing president of the World Anti-Doping Agency, Sir Craig Reedy, opening proceedings at this global gathering. It's where a new set of rules is agreed, but it's also an opportunity to assess the organisation's performance over the past two decades, amid a period in which WADA has faced a barrage of criticism.
That never was, but the riders have reached the finishing line. Will the Tour de France be able to continue tomorrow morning?
I'm Dick Pound, I'm from Canada. I was the first president of WADA. After the Festina scandal in 1998, we came to the conclusion that, you know, nobody trusts cycling or any other sport to keep its athletes clean. Nobody can rely on any particular country to keep their athletes clean. So it was like the old Star Trek thing, boldly going where nobody had ever gone before.
Let's start with the questions that people around the world have been waiting for you to answer. And for now, I'd just like a yes or no. Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
But WADA hasn't always been effective. That was the American cyclist Lance Armstrong on the Oprah Winfrey Show, admitting that he evaded the testers for years. More recently, the system was corrupted by an entire nation.
The Russian Olympic Committee is suspended with immediate effect.
Well, talk of Russia has dominated the halls and corridors here in Katowice's cavernous conference centre. WADA's leadership has been under fire for the way it's handled the crisis. Sir Craig Reedy, who's been president for the past 6 years, admitted that his organisation was initially overwhelmed by the scandal, but he's satisfied with the way they responded.
We have dealt with the biggest problem that sport has ever faced.
There are many people here who disagree, people who feel WADA has been weak, that it's been too willing to give Russia a way out. The country could be banned again if it's proved the authorities tampered with historic data from inside the Moscow laboratory. Travis Tygart, the rock star of the anti-doping world, the man who brought down Lance Armstrong, says WADA's credibility is on the line.
The football has been fumbled too many times on the Russia file, but there is one last chance to right the wrongs that have happened in the past, and it won't erase the frustration and disappointment of clean athletes of how it's been handled. But let's see what happens, and let's hope they turn the ship.
The next president of WADA is the current Minister of Sport here in Poland. He says he's committed to making the organisation more independent and more efficient. The last word, though, goes to the man he replaces. And despite all the negative comments, Craig Reedy is convinced he leaves the place in good order.
I think we are smarter, we're better funded, we have the right people doing pretty well the right thing.
So WADA is here to stay?
I can't see any alternative. We've been doing it for 20 years and I think in the main we've done it pretty well.
The BBC's Alex Kapstick reporting.